Hey, this is WTOP Entertainment reporter Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
My name is Rose Locke, and I am the actress casting director for a Netflix film called Rustin.
And that it is being produced by Barack Obama's production company, Higher Ground Productions. And we're talking because you're putting out a casting call for, you know, it's Pittsburgh and here in Washington, D.C. So our listeners can actually apply and come out and try to be extras for this thing. So what information do they need to know? How and when would they need to, you know, apply to be an extra?
I mean, ideally, apply as soon as possible because we need to organized COVID tests and fittings. It is a period piece. We're coming to Washington, D.C. to recreate the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom, where Martin Luther did his I Have a Dream speech. So we'll be booking plenty of extras, and we're trying to get the word out. But we start pre-fitting people on September 20th for 2 weeks. So ideally, it would be before September 20th. You would submit, and we will find a spot for you. And we are shooting for 4 days in DC.
Okay. And how would they actually submit? Is there like a website?
There is an email. I can give you the flyer if you don't have it, to post it somewhere, but all they have to do is email rustin-dc@roselockcasting.com. You simply just need to send some pictures and your contact information, and we'll take it from there.
Great. And so you said that there is a COVID testing as well as, you know, costume fittings and such. Is it something where they have to get COVID tested before they show up for fittings or before they show up for the actual, you know, extra work?
You have to be COVID tested before you show up to work, to be around anybody in production. So we would set up a COVID test, and then we would set up your fitting where they dress you in your period outfit. You meet hair and makeup. They tell you how they'd like to do things. Then you'll take another COVID test before your workday. And then you'll also be COVID tested on set as well.
Great. And so you mentioned it a little bit, let's go a little more into the actual film and the story itself. So it's called Rustin. Explain, who Rustin was, the actual person, and, you know, the basic premise of the story of the film.
Right. The movie is about Bayard Rustin, who was basically the right-hand man of Martin Luther King, even though his story has sadly been untold for many years. And most Americans probably don't even know who he is. But he planned the entire March on Washington. So we are basically starting. We see a brief of his, you know, childhood history and so forth. But then it's the whole entire organization and all the things that took place to make a march that 250,000 people showed up to from all around the country, and everything that it took to make that happen.
Wow. Now, as MLK's right-hand man, so you mentioned not only did he, you know, organize this insanely huge historic march on Washington in 1963 for the I Have a Dream speech down at the Reflecting Pool Lincoln Memorial. As his right-hand man, do you know off the top of your head, like, what other contributions he might have had throughout King's entire, you know, campaign?
I'm going to just go ahead and follow my sword. Not offhand, I don't.
No worries. You know what? The movie is about the March on Washington, so we can focus on that. And I can even cut that part out.
Okay. Oh, this isn't live. Okay.
Yeah. No, we're not live at all. Okay. Yeah, I'll just cut that part out.
I don't know all of his things. We don't cover that in here, but he is a huge icon through many of the movements. And then he also, and I don't know if you want to put this in or not, he actually is homosexual. And that's often why his story doesn't get told, is that he was one of the only openly gay, and he wasn't at first, gay men that were part of this, you know, a leader in the civil rights movement.
Wow, that is fascinating. Do you know how he and Dr. King met?
I don't. I'm sorry. Okay.
But either way, that's a cool tidbit, because here we are fighting, you know, a lot of we associate the civil rights movement, you know, with, you know, racial equality. But here you had his right hand man, who's probably also thinking, you know what, equal rights for LGBT. He's probably, you know, yep. He's probably thinking the foresight of all the different ways that, you know, the civil rights movement could be applied.
Yeah, so he was actually, if you look it up, I believe it was 1953 or four, he was arrested in Pasadena for lewd behavior with other men.
Wow, that adds a whole nother layer to this story. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. So you're the casting, you know, director here. Do you, who have you already, have you guys already cast who's going to play Dr. King?
I am the extras casting director. So let's, I want to distinct that. I cast every single human being that doesn't speak.
Gotcha.
Yes.
But okay, well,
that they have cast. It's none of the information has been released yet. And I am not allowed to say anything until Netflix and Higher Ground Production starts to release it themselves.
Gotcha. So who is the actual overall casting director then? Or is that also private?
That is Avi Kaufman and Donna, and I don't know how to pronounce her last name, is the location casting in Pittsburgh. And there's likely a location casting in DC that I'm not aware of either. But Avi Kaufman is the main casting director.
Gotcha. And do we know who's directing the film?
George C. Wolfe. He directed Ma Rainey as well, which won, I believe, 2 Oscars for hair and makeup, and I think possibly costumes as well.
Yes, and should have won for Chadwick Boseman, and maybe even also Chadwick for Viola Boseman, Davis. But amazing. You know, that sadly that derailed the whole Oscars and made it very anticlimactic.
Yes.
But cool.
Chadwick on 42, one of his first movies that, you know, coming out.
Sorry, say again.
I said I worked with Chadwick Boseman on 42 many years ago. It was one of his first bigger features.
Oh, absolutely. We all remember that. Actually, yeah. I was at It All Comes Full Circle. I went to the White House and they had an event there with Chadwick Boseman and Harrison Ford. And I think the real Jackie Robinson's wife was there. Like, yeah,
she came to set a couple of times as well. She's amazing.
Yeah, that's great. Cool. So you have a lot of experience here with all these movies. So what exactly are you looking for in terms of, you know, like if our listeners hear this interview, what do they need to know? Like, what kind of people are you looking for? Is it all ages? Obviously, you'll give them the period costumes, but like what types of skill sets, or is there anything that they need to specialize in when they show up?
I mean, you just need to just be regular human. I mean, we're accepting all ages, all ethnicity. Every single person came to the march. There are, you know, certain things that we can't put in. You need to have natural color hair because that they did then, you know, certain men need to be clean shaven. There just wasn't a ton of beards. You know, it's all those specific things because you're creating a whole nother period, which is very different than modern era, you know, style is. So the hard part of doing this is picking out and finding those that can fit in that period of time and then fit into the costume and also be available. So it's quite a feat. I always say that doing a period piece is like a human jigsaw puzzle, finding the right individuals that can pass that they lived in 1963 and look the part, and then also have the availability to make it work.
Right. So if they are selected, where would the fittings actually take place? Like, is it around DC?
It is in downtown DC.
Okay, cool. Do you know specifically, or is all that still?
That's not something that we'll release out over the public airways. You'll get that information once they've been booked and we send it out. Otherwise, we could potentially have, you know, random people showing up.
Yeah, you don't want the randos showing up to costume.
No,
although if someone stole a costume, you could probably find them wearing the 60s style thing down the street.
Probably. But,
yeah, let's try to.
We just try to. We need to avoid that. People that are around people that are COVID tested, so we don't ever want to open up a location because we don't want to potentially bring someone into the area of everyone that works, you know, that could potentially have COVID and that can shut us down.
Sure. Cool. So you might have mentioned it briefly earlier, but do you know when did, remind me when you said actual filming is at least
the actual scheduled? Filming will be October 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th.
October 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. Okay.
Yep.
And then if there are some folks maybe who've never been an extra before, remind you and I know this, that you know, shooting days can be all day things. Like a normal day can be like a, you know, a 12-hour day or whatever. But prepare them for how long they might be there each of those days.
Yeah. Basically, if you work, which there are a couple of roles that you would only have to work one day, but majority would work all 4 days. And you need to have a clear schedule throughout the whole entire day because filming can go from 12 to 16 hours, just depending on so many different factors that can go wrong in a day. But this is not an 8-hour day. It's not a 6-hour day. It is a 12 to 16 hour day, just depending on what's going on.
Right. So if you get selected, clear your schedule, take vacation days from work or whatever. Like you can't juggle your day job and this. Definitely not.
Exactly. You need to have somebody else that's able to pick up the kids from daycare. If you got to pick up your dog from daycare, no, we can't, you can't step out for a doctor's appointment for continuity reasons. You have to be there for the whole day because nothing's worse than sitting there and setting up a shot and you have everybody around the actors and then you go to lunch and then somebody's left and you go back to shoot that exact same sequence and the people aren't there. And so then all that stuff that you shot before, you can't use.
Right, right. Again, and this next question, it might be again outside of your, you know, background knowledge or expertise or whatever, but do you know if Higher Ground has you know, reached out to, you know, the real family of Rustin? Are they involved at all?
I do not have that information, but I have no doubt that people from his family and or estate are involved in some way, shape, or form.
Okay, cool. Anything else we need to know? I'm trying to think. These casting call interviews are a little tricky, but anything we need to know?
The next thing I would say is just I want to make sure everyone knows that this is paid. So you will get $250 for the day to work. You're guaranteed 12 hours. And then you are paid $75 just to pop in to get a COVID test, which is you're in and out. And then you're also paid $75 for your fitting, that you generally are in and out.
Gotcha. So it's this, it's $250 a day for the days on set and then $75 for the COVID and $75 for the fitting.
Cool. Yes, because they aren't full days. You're just the COVID test, you're in and out within 30 minutes. And then the fitting, usually at most, it's about 2 hours to get you fitted into your costume.
So basically throwing people a little bit of cash to for their time that they might have to take off work to go get fitted or whatever.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, great. Well, it sounds like a fascinating project. I can't wait until, you know, more is revealed about it too, but thanks for letting me know that it's George C. Wolfe directing it. He's a big deal with Ma Rainey. And then, you know, if Barack Obama's production company, Higher Ground, is putting it on and just the subject matter too of, you know, Dr. King's right-hand man, I mean, it's
going to be a great story.
It's bound to make a splash. Do we have any idea? Is it, I guess is the goal is what, like a release of like 2022 or 23?
I believe it's 22, but I don't want to speak out, but I would, I think it's 22, but I think if you look on IMDb, it likely has the release date. I'm a bit behind because I wasn't the original person. They had to bring me in from out of town because of certain situations. So I've just literally been, I hit the ground running. So all of those things that I normally would know, I've not even had time to look up because I'm just trying to create the database to get the people. So, and that takes a bit of outreach.
No worries. We will help you hit the ground running by getting the word out of here and getting some people to come out and, you know, apply to be extras.
Do you have the flyer, by the way? So you have the email address?
Could you send it to me after we get off here?
Yeah. I have your email or does Astrid that, you know, help set this up? My assistant, does she have it?
They sent me like a basic little press release thing, but I don't know if that's what you're talking about.
No, there's an actual, what is your email address? And I'll email it to you.
Okay, cool. It's JFRALEY. So J Fraley at WTOP.com.
Okay. So J, F as in Frank, R as in Roger, A as in Alpha, L as in Love, E as in Elephant, and Y as in Yaya.
Yes.
I don't know how you're normally supposed to do it. I just make up my own words. Is that right?
Well, ours as in Rustin, but yeah.
Oh, look at you. Got me there. Yes. But
all right. Okay. Yeah. Just send that over so I can make sure I link to the right thing.
Absolutely. And I will send that. And I also, I don't know if you're going to put on the site, I can send you I created a Facebook page specifically for the Rustin extras that people can like to get updated information as well.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
All right,
cool. And awesome. I'm pretty sure you mentioned it, but you said they need to apply by when? I know you said sooner rather than later, but what's the
sooner
cutoff?
Than later, but like we start fittings on the 20th. So the submissions should be in by that week before September 20th.
Okay, cool. It is obviously it's Friday afternoon now. And then I think I'm off Labor Day. I'll run this like early to mid next week for sure. It'll run on like the 7th or the 8th, I think.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you so much for your help. And I'll shoot you off this email with that info. Okay.
Yep. Thank you so much.
All right, you're awesome. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye.
Okay. Bye.